This is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. Ed Gordon is away. We'll get to our regular roundtable in just a moment. But first, a story that sounds like something you would hear in 1956 instead of 2006. A few weeks ago, a white school bus driver in Louisiana sent 9 black students to the back of the bus while seating white children in front. Recently, the local school board voted 4-3 to accept the retirement request of the bus driver, who had no previous complaints of racial discrimination. The FBI has also been investigating the incident as a possible civil rights violation. Reporter Tony Cox spoke with Vicki Wellborn, who's been covering the story for the Shreveport Times.
So, Vicki, let's start with this. Explain to us how the seating policy played into this incident.
My understanding from my interviews with the children is that when the first day of school, when they got on the bus, that they were directed to the rear of the bus. And that put these 9 children, all black, in the back of the bus, back seats of the bus, while the other children, all white, sat in the remaining seats. The children of the 2 mothers that have filed the complaint said that the white students put their backpacks or their legs in seats to keep them from sitting down. And when it got to the transportation supervisor, my understanding is that he instructed the bus driver to make changes in her seating, and her response to that was to make new seating assignments, but those seating assignments placed the 9 black children on the 2 rear seats of the bus, leaving all the white children in the remaining seats.
I want to be clear on this. There was a seating policy in effect that she used, that you're saying that the bus driver used, in which the black children were placed at the back of the bus, and then there was an amended seating policy in which they were still at the back of the bus. Is that correct?
Yes. My understanding is that the school bus driver, who has not spoken very publicly about this, she's only given one limited interview, but not to me, has said that she the seating assignments of that first day of school were a carryover from last year. Therefore, these new students didn't have seating assignments, so they were directed to the back of the bus.
The people who are in support of the bus driver, what reasons are they giving?
Their reasons are that the bus driver is known in the community, has not had a record of being discriminatory with her students in the past. Therefore, they do not believe that she did that on purpose this time.
The bus driver has intimated publicly that one of the reasons she may have done this was because of disciplinary action against those children. Have you heard anything to that effect?
No, absolutely not. This started the first day of school. So there was no opportunity for these children to have any type of, they had not had any interaction with this bus driver at all.
Vicki, thank you very much. This was very helpful.
Well, you're welcome.
That was reporter Tony Cox and Vicki Wellborn from the Shreveport Times.